Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Shell Donna. What's good, people? Y'all ain't heard from me since February. I am so sorry. Your girl was getting her life in order. I've been sick. I had been sick for like a week. I was sick for like a week and a half. Then I backlogged because I had so many topics I wanted to drop on y'all. Happy Women's History Month, but we are going to May, so happy almost April 1st, and spring is here, baby. Let me tell y'all, the weather had me all fucked up, so I couldn't do nothing. I had content backed up. That's my fault. I was lacking on dropping anything. I was like in a, it's like I was in a, the twilight zone. Like I wanted to drop content, but I wasn't dropping enough. And then, you know, being in a hole about my Instagram, I just didn't want to carry on about that. But let's go ahead and get to these podcast topics, and we'll get into that shortly. All right. First couple topics, kick streaming app, the Oscars, Krishan pregnancy, Blueface and Chris Brown, being sheltered, crochet versus knitting, happy Women's History Month, Erica Banks and Finesse two times, proper grammar and pronunciation, Hogwarts legacy, Uganda and their law, Tamar and Candy, comics, Rest in Paradise, Lance Riddick and Amanda Holiday, Charlie Wilson and Luther Vandross, Black China and Eva Marcel files for divorce. Okay, let's get into this first topic. First topic, if you don't know, if you're not a streamer, pretty sure y'all been seeing the buzz all over Twitter and all other social sites probably, but Kick is a new app for streamers to stream like they did on Twitch, and basically they got some, they, you know, they're doing good. They dropped their app Sunday, their mobile app Sunday, because it was all, you know, everybody was doing it on the web browsers. I will enhance this, if you're all a console player, unless you have a capture card, I would suggest taking it slow, unless you just know how to, you know, capture your screen, unless you got the whole setup. I say do like a just chatting or something like that. You know, it's millions of things you can do. Vlog, you know, on Kick, just like you do on Twitch. But I say this platform has a lot of potential, and I think it's going to give Twitch a run for their money. I honestly think that. I feel like it's going to do great things. Like, you know, I did my first stream on there. I want to say it had to be day before yesterday, I want to say. And it went pretty damn good. It went good. You know, I got hosted, which is, you know, like a raid. And I gained some followers, and yeah, things are very knit tight and lovely. I see me building on there, but I see me still conquering Twitch, still taking over on Twitch. So I'm not going to just leave Twitch, you know, just remotely, but I am going to conquer Twitch, and then I'll be conquering Kick, because I'm almost to my partner goal on Twitch, not too far from it. So I will be constantly, you know, streaming on there and building that repertoire up. Anyway, next topic, the Oscars. I feel like as Black people, not just people as a whole, they've been playing in our faces too long as Black people. Angela Bassett should have won the award. Kudos to Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, but I feel like Angela Bassett should have won. And I know a lot of y'all gonna say, oh, for Ike and Tina Turner. No, I'm not talking about that. My girl has played Bernadette. My girl has played in 9-1-1, the TV show Rescue Me. I mean, she's played in so many, Wakanda Forever. She's played so many fucking iconic roles that has been overshadowed by so much bullshit. Stella got her groove back. It's so many roles she reprised that she brought that character to life. And if anybody else was picked for the role, they wouldn't be able to fucking capture the essence of that. Let me stop talking so fast, because I get so excited when I get on my podcast and I get it going. But I feel like she's been snubbed for so long. Like people like Denzel, people like Samuel L. It's a lot of people that's been in the industry for years of Hollywood of acting that never got an Oscar. And it's fucking crazy. It's crazy to me. But we're not going to stay on that talk about the Oscars, because y'all know how the Oscars is. The Oscars do shit backwards, and, you know, they'll wait 20, 30 years down the line and give you a motherfucking award for something, a lifetime award that you should have been got. But anyway, next topic, Krishan pregnancy. You know, I blocked Krishan and Blueface off my fucking Twitter. I know I'm a nobody to them, but I don't give a fuck. I don't want to see that negative shit. I got enough negative shit on the timeline as is that I already cleaned up, got, you know, that I cleaned up daily. But to see, you know, about the girl, about Krishan being pregnant and the whole Blueface situation, like, y'all really make ignorant people fucking famous over the most volatile shit, whether it's abuse, it don't matter. And y'all, instead of just praying for these folks and just keeping it pushing, y'all rather ridicule, laugh, and be like, oh, that couldn't be me, and stuff like that. Bro, just move the fuck on, because I'm sorry. I could not be so encapsulated with someone's life and the way they move that it affects my daily life. I'm talking about you so much, it's affecting my daily fucking life and what the fuck I got going on and what goals I'm trying to achieve, that I'm so focused on your bullshit in your life that I'm overshadowing my own shit. I never understood it. If she is pregnant, kudos to her. If she's not, then hey, you know, I say rebuild. Rebuild your life without Blueface. But you know, that's a hard pill to swallow, and that probably ain't gonna fucking happen. But anywho, next topic. All right, next topic is Blueface and Chris Brown. I'm a little tired of seeing my boy name trending. You know, I love Chris Brown music. Don't come at me, because I promise you I'm with all the bullshit. So don't come at me. For Blueface mom to even mouth that shit out her mouth, I feel like you failed as a parent. Oh, you know, he grew up studying you and wanting to be just like you. He felt like he was Chris Brown. You're not Chris Brown. You abused your woman. Yes, Chris Brown paid his dues and, you know, whooped Rihanna ass and they fought and all that. He paid his dues already. But my thing is, you talking about something, he should have got a nobody. How about abuse? No abuse at all. Why are we encouraging abuse? Because you whooping Krishan's ass. Granted, I'm not going to just blame it all on Blueface because Krishan played a part too. But let's not just act like this man didn't destroy that girl. Like he didn't tear her down as the time and the years went on. Oh, she's got your little ghetto hood, bitch. No one knows. No, no. How about just stay by your fucking self and stop beating on people? How about that? Why we with this shit? What's up with that? Y'all commenced to do ignorant shit like that? Like domestic violence is funny? Abuse is funny to y'all? This shit is weird. It's a weird take. Like, what? But what is this shit? I don't get it. But anywho, next topic, being sheltered. No offense to my people that are sheltered. I've had friends that are sheltered. I've seen situations and scenarios play out of people being sheltered because I've been in it firsthand. I don't know how it feels to be sheltered. I've had family members, mom, you know, whoever tried to shelter me, but that shit, it overshadowed because my mom is not like that. My folks is not like that. I'm not with that shit. If you're sheltered, you don't need to be out here trying to give somebody advice on how to live life when you're in a cubbyhole your goddamn self. I feel like if you're sheltered, your parents are in the wrong if it's your parents doing. If it's whoever, you know, next of kin doing it. Anybody that's sheltering you, they're wrong because they're not letting you live life and experience what it feels like to have failures, what it feels like to have achievement, success. You're living in a fucking bubble. When people shelter people, I realize that it's them trying to so-called cautiously protect them for what the world has going on out here. The world can be a fucking wicked and cold place, but how the fuck would I know if I've never been in it? Shit happens. Life happens. Why shield your child from anything? Just like, I don't understand shielding my child from listening to certain music or watching certain things on TV like it's just going to affect just their life. Or yes, as time has went on, things have changed. The stigma, the program has changed where people have been mimicking everything they see on fucking TV or what celebrities are doing. Excuse me, y'all. I had to take my little drink, my sip. But why the fuck would I want that celebrity life? Why would I want to do what they do? Because it's not going to give me the same outcome. I have a friend. I've had several friends that I watched their parents shelter them so much. They don't know what it's like to interact with people. They don't know what it means to be in a sexual relationship or have soul ties. They don't know what it means to experience and travel. They don't know what it means to just go out and have fun, leave the house. Their lives is so much built around their parents. If their parents was to leave this world or just leave to go out of the country or go anywhere, they would not know what the fuck to do. Because they're so used to that hand to coddle and hold, to just you know, guide them through life in a way that's kind of sickening to me. I don't need you sheltering me from shit. Yes, in a way of the word, as my parent, yes, protect me. Raise me up, nurture me, but let me make my own damn life decisions. Why do y'all like being sheltered? Some of y'all actually like that shit. Y'all done been so encapsulated letting y'all parents rule y'all life for so long that you don't know what the fuck it means to really fucking live. I challenge anybody that's being sheltered to break the mold and the glass of that. Get out of that mindset because you're going to grow up. You're going to go in life. You're going to go on with not knowing what the fuck to do because you're so used to your parents answering to every damn thing for you. How you going to, some of y'all so sheltered, y'all ain't never had y'all own place. Y'all ain't never had y'all own car, y'all own bank account. Everything is built around your fucking parents. And kudos to people that make that work, but I'm sorry. That's just not a lifestyle I can see myself or any of my peoples being in. That's crazy as hell to me. But I'm not going to stay on that topic because when you know better, you do better. Next topic, crocheting versus knitting. You know, I've been on this crocheting journey for a month and a half. It's about to be 2 months, basically. And it has been a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong, I'm still known as a soul goddess. I've been a 3-time public fashion designer. Still am to this day holding that title. But crocheting has been filling my life and filling the void that I've been filling for a long time because I love sewing. But the sew world and the fashion world is so oversaturated when it comes to sewing that everybody and their fucking mom does it. No offense to nobody because I'm in my own lane and I see only myself. But it's so oversaturated in my city that you can't even get a piece of a shine. That means I need to change cities. I also know that. Definitely. Making moves for that. But anyway, I don't announce all my moves. Crocheting has a better community. A better uplifting community than the sew community. The sew community is a wicked fucking place. Everybody gatekeeps. Everybody feel like you're trying to steal their shine. Like you're trying to steal the next seat from them or the next headband. When crocheting, it's not like that. Crocheting is you using a crochet hook, you're using yarn, you're using a crochet pattern that's strictly for crocheting, not knitting. Knitting, you're using two needles, and one is simple, and the other one's a little bit more complex and requires a little bit more finesse and talent. Crocheting is easy, even a caveman can do it, but I feel like that's a journey as well. It's not just no easy peasy, oh, I can start today, and I'm here. No, that takes time and growth and researching for both journeys. I never knock on the one who knits. Kudos to you because knitting just ain't my thing. But crocheting is my baby. That's my newborn baby. That's the rebirth of the soul goddess herself. But I'm the crochet goddess now. Crocheting with Shell is my baby, my brand. Just as much as Shell Donald is my brand as well. I will always stand for what I believe in and follow my dream. But yes, crocheting and knitting should not be compared to because I had somebody tell me, oh, she over there knitting. No, I'm crocheting. Oh, she over there sewing? No, I'm not sewing. I'm crocheting. That's not the same. Why do y'all mix the three terms up? It's not the same goddamn thing. Why are y'all doing that? It's annoying. It's hell. I don't quite follow. But anywho, I was going to say Happy Women's History Month, even though I already said it, but Women's History Month has been in fucking shambles. Let's just be keep it a buck. All this month, it ain't been nothing but women tearing each other the fuck down. I'm talking about one minute you seeing nothing but motivating positive shit. The next minute, who sleeping with who, man? Who fucking off with who? Who fucked to get to the top? It's a plethora of shit that I was just like, God damn, y'all wonder why nobody don't uplift us? Because we're not united. This shit falling apart like a fucking braid in a bitch hair. Like, what? Y'all supposed to be that knit tight braid, bro. We supposed to be this strong, united bond, this united front. We are mockery in this world because y'all let any little thing incite y'all to bring out the ugliness in y'all. And y'all are so ugly for that. We as women supposed to be that force, that united, that one. We ain't shit right now because y'all motherfuckers don't know how to grill it up and shut the fuck up sometimes. Y'all so quick to want to bite the dust and want to clip somebody fucking wing. You need to clip your own fucking wing. How you strive to be an empowering woman and a motivated woman when every time a woman gets on fucking line, the first thing you do is tell her, oh, she's a sex worker. I could never. Oh, she got plastic surgery. I could never. Why the fuck is you worried about it? You need to worry about your own lane. Why the fuck you flatter than a goddamn Sahara? Why your shit ain't round? Why it's flat? Why you thinking you fine brown? You more like fine shit in the dirt. I'm an uplifting woman. I aspire to inspire anybody, motivate anyone to go out there and get any woman. But what I'm not gonna do is be fake. I'm authentic and I'm raw and I'm real as it fucking comes. But I ain't finna lie and say that I'm not disgusted with how this month has went because I'm thinking I'm getting online, I'm gonna see some beautiful shit like, hey, rap women for the win, women win in general. Nah, y'all motherfuckers always making mockery of each other, whooping each other ass, embarrassing each other, all types of stupid shit under the sun. And I'm just saying to myself like, and they wonder why we already barely have shit for women because everybody laughs at us. Because y'all find some reason to fuck it up. But I ain't gonna get on y'all asses all day because I ain't finna take up all my time with that shit. Anyway, next topic. Erica Banks and Finesse 2 times. I'm just trying to figure out why. But what's the hype about these two I mean, I don't get me wrong, Finesse got some good ass music. Erica got some, you know, dope music as well. But why is this even a topic? Like, why are y'all trying to go in depth about their relationship? Like, we give a fuck. Y'all shining light on a relationship that no one cares about. It's just because it's trending and it's hot to y'all. Like, I never understood the wave of that shit at all. Sounds real ignorant to me. It's real stupid. Oh, Erica Banks, I'm saying he wanted a servant. She wasn't finna do that. Finesse two times. First of all, let's get something clear. Everybody, when it comes to relationships, have different views, different goals, and different things they're striving for or trying to achieve within that relationship. I'm a person through. I was used to be calling myself a hopeless romantic. There were things that I was looking for that I felt like most people couldn't give until I, you know, to me and my husband, he reunited and everything I wanted in him was there. I was willing to learn. I was willing to teach. I was willing to adapt and change and submit to what a real man is. But also, you got to be willing to submit and relate to what a real woman is. Know your woman. Learn your woman. You know, teach her, guide her, help her. Not tear her down, but also, as a woman, not tear your man down. Like, am I the only woman that just be looking at people and be like, why in the fuck? Is this even a thing? Why are y'all, like, next topic? What the fuck is up? Why? Anywho, I'm not gonna stay on that all day because I don't care. I don't care for shit like that. That shit is annoying to me. Dump it in the trash. Matter of fact, I got a better one for you. In the words of Kendall, put it on a fucking sticky note. All right, next topic. Proper grammar and pronunciation. I see a lot of y'all struggle with that. I'm not gonna lie. I am not the walking thesaurus or dictionary of my goddamn self. But there's a thing called pronunciation, of pronouncing your words correctly and just saying shit because you think it sound fucking good. And then there's that thing of proper grammar. Some of y'all, it shows that y'all didn't pay attention to school. Y'all don't even know how to make a proper motherfucking sentence. Y'all not making sentence fragments. And I'm not the grammar police or, you know, the education English police, but some of y'all need to kind of relearn some of the shit that we learned from school. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm relearning some shit my goddamn self, because I'm saying to myself, like, damn, in English class, man, some of y'all would have got a motherfucking F. I was top of my class in English, but I'm just saying, some of y'all would have got an F. I feel like as you get older, you should relearn shit that you learned in school, things that helped you grow as a person, whether it's writing, the proper ebonics, the proper pronunciation. I'm seeing y'all make sentences and spelling shit that shouldn't be spelled like this. You. Y-H-U, that's not you. Y-O-U is you. Why the fuck are y'all spelling you like that? That's so ugly. Me. M-H-E. No, nigga, it's me. It's M-E. Excuse me, Lord. Jesus Christ, y'all get on my fucking nerves. Y'all spelling the way y'all think y'all talking, and this shit's not mathing. It's not mathing, baby. It's not. It's not mathing at all. You striving to tell me that's how you spell? Like, I'm not smelling what you're cooking. It's not mathing at all. Not in the fucking slightest. I'm not following. It's stupid to me. Learn the proper words, proper pronunciations, proper grammar, and the proper fucking ebonics, and it will take you a long way in life. I guarantee you, I promise you it will. Because y'all motherfuckers is a little ignorant, for real. More than a little, a lot ignorant. I'm not here to tear my black people down. I'm here to put y'all on some game, because clearly, reading is not y'all's strong point. And it shows. Y'all need to fucking cut it. Immediately. Because that ain't it, baby. Anywho, next topic. Hogwarts Legacy. I promise to God, I hope y'all understand when I say this. I am in love with Hogwarts Legacy and Destiny 2. But Hogwarts Legacy is definitely dope. Y'all should definitely get it. Fuck the stigma. Fuck what people talking about. Experience it for yourself. Me as a huge Harry Potter fan, I love Hogwarts. I loved everything about Hogwarts. The storyline, the pitch. It was the... I don't give a damn about J.K. Rowling. It's not my problem. It's not my chair. I don't give a fuck. That's on her. She created a stigma for herself. She don't get the royalties today. Yes, they say she get paid, but she's not getting paid. I'm telling you that right now. Them royalties go to Walt Disney. When she sold that, she sold herself upstream. So that's on her. Let sleeping dogs lie and burn. That's their business. I don't get into that. But go get Hogwarts Legacy. Also, if y'all haven't, go get Destiny 2. I promise you will not regret it. You will not. Next topic is the most trending topic on Twitter. Tamar and Candy. I'm a big fan of Escape. I'm a big fan of SWV. I did like Tamar at one point, but my take on it is neutral. But all I got to say is this. Tamar, give it up, baby. You've been chasing Toni Braxton's shadow for years. You're not the Toni Braxton. You are Tamar Braxton. You have your own lane. So I'm trying to figure out why you arguing with Candy about some shit that happened on, I guess, supposed to be the Real Housewives of Atlanta, when you weren't even married to them. So you and Vince been over for years. I'm stepping into the chat because I feel like that shit between SWV and fucking Escape ain't got shit to do with you. You love to be a pick me and pick when you want to jump into somebody's battles. Learn how to shut your fucking mouth and put a hit out. You ain't put a hit out in a minute. Been about what, about a year? Year or two or so? Or something like that? I love your music, but the lane you be swerving in everybody else's lane, never mind your own business. Oh, I'm this changed person. Stop being a hypocrite. Stop. Because you didn't change shit within yourself. You went right back to being fucking messy. That's what got your ass kicked off The Real and all these other shows. Be for real. Keep it 100. The minute you bite it and grill it and stop playing in people's faces, the moment people acknowledge the fact that you are a great and talented singer, but you'll never be Toni Braxton. You'll forever live in Toni's shadow because you so bitter on where your life went because of the choices you decided to fucking make. Anywho, next topic. If y'all are some comic junkies, I suggest y'all update yourselves on comics. But also, I'm seeing a lot of people stay away from comics because a lot of these movies that have been put out have not been following the comic lore. And I agree that if I see a movie, I'm expecting some type of accuracy from the comics. A lot of these pictures of stories and game lores are starting to piss me off because everything is referring to what y'all think of self, whether it's being a transsexual, whether it's being gay. Like, I don't understand why y'all keep trying to do that and shove that in people's faces when we've been living with transsexual and gay people for years. Like, we're all one. Why in the fuck? Why does this sell more than what you think it's selling? What are you getting at? What are you driving at? What's your deal? What are you trying to implement here? Like, why are y'all breaking original story lore to sell a game or a movie or anything? Like, what? Why can't y'all just follow what y'all originally had, what the creators created? Like, why not just create something new if you're gonna take that new approach? Why we gotta take old stuff and fuck it up? Find a reason to burn or misinterpret or twist the words of what this narrative said. I don't get it. But anywho, next topic. Rest in Paradise to Lance Riddick, aka Commander Zavala for Destiny 2. If you're a Destiny fan, you know what I mean. Also, Rest in Paradise to Amanda Holiday, who is also one of the top dope, the best motherfucking pilot in goddamn Destiny 2 and Destiny 1. No one could ever replace Lance Riddick. No one could ever replace the person that plays Amanda Holiday. No one can ever replace her character, basically, because her character died in the game. So, don't mean to spoil it for nobody, but yeah. But Lance Riddick is gone. The light has gone. My feelings is hurt. He's played so many iconic roles. The concierge on John Wick, the movies. The Wire, which is my favorite goddamn show. Everybody should know that. He's played in Toys R Me. I mean, he's these amazing skits and movies. And he's been in, you know, New Horizon Zero Dawn. You know, just it's so many iconic roles he reprised that we'll never forget him. He was definitely a one of one. And for some of y'all to be ridiculing his wife and talking shit, there's a special place in hell for y'all bastards. Just know that. Forever in our hearts and forever in our minds, Commander Zavala. Also, known as Lance Riddick, because that's his real name. We love you. And may the force be with you on that one, my friend. May the light guide you, is what I say instead of may the force. Because then y'all be talking, oh, you giving a Star Wars reference. Shut the hell up. Anyway, this next topic, I don't even know why this is even a fucking statement or argument. I mean, Case, one of my favorite R&B singers as well. I love Uncle Charlie and I love me some Luther Vandross, baby. But why in the fuck did you say Charlie could sing better than Luther? First of all, them are two different eras and them two different dynamics. One is dynamic and range. One is soul
and B. You never can confuse the two. Uncle Charlie got them pipes, but Luther gonna take you somewhere. It's a soul tie. Charlie gonna take you somewhere too, because they both in the soul genre. But when it comes to R&B and when it comes to old ballads of old R&B music, that is so great music, baby is there for both. It's a two-way tie. And to put Charlie against someone who is no longer in this world is annoying as fuck. Because Luther can't defend himself. He's dead. You know, he's left this world. Excuse my language. I don't like to use the word term dead, but he's gone. So why are you even comparing the two? First of all, their catalogs alone by themselves are beautiful. No one stands a chance against it. It's a timeless capsule for both. So next time you decide to think on something like that, you need to worry about your own career, which I love your music. Don't get wrong, but you could have picked anything else, but you picked this one out of, you picked these two artists out of all the artists in the world. Anyway, next topic. Blac Chyna. Well, a.k.a. Angela White, a.k.a. Blac Chyna. I love the fact that she's changing her life around. Everybody's apparently goddamn slamming her and dragging her on the ground because of her past. I understand everybody has a past, but come on, y'all. This lady's trying to really transition in her life. This lady done got her fillers and her Botox removed. I mean, you know, her body fillers and shit removed. This lady got her Satan tattoo off, and she wants to be referred to as Angela White instead of Blac Chyna. I think the Blac Chyna of era has died now. I love the way and the image that she is going. This is a beautiful start for her. She's rebirthing herself. And y'all should let that woman live in it. Who are y'all to judge what somebody else the fuck do? You can't even judge your damn self on what you do. But, you know, hey, I digress. Anywho, last topic. Eva Marcille files for a divorce. You know, as time has went on, growing up and seeing some of these people as my favorite actors and stuff, you really rarely notice that a lot of them are starting to get fucking divorced. And it never ceases to amaze me that it be over these, I ain't gonna even say the slightest, because I don't live with these people, so I wouldn't fucking know what the fuck they're going through. But it be over the most outlandish, crazy shit. The narrative that people be spinning in these stories when they be talking, oh, so-and-so got a divorce. Okay, do you know why? No, but it said it on blah, blah. No. But do you actually know the fuck why? No, so how the fuck do you know what happened? How can you tell me, do you know what happened? Oh, because I read about you didn't do your research. You didn't read shit. I pray this lady has a safe journey in healing from being married, but I hope that they seek counseling as well, because ain't no telling what the fuck could be going on with that. But just to see some of my childhood stars or people that I grew up watching and admiring be getting divorces now, it's crazy, because I'm a happily married woman my damn self, but I'm not big on divorce. I'm not a person that loves that term. I hate the D word, honestly. And I just hope, if y'all do plan to get divorced or anything like that, that even though y'all are public figures and celebrities or whatever, try to keep it out of the media if y'all can, because it's just like media just, the tabloids are getting sleazier as the years go on. I never understood it. That's why I said if I ever became rich, my life would be so not documented that y'all wouldn't know a goddamn thing. Y'all have to search for me high and low, baby, to find out any goddamn thing. I promise you would, because ain't no way in hell I'd let y'all play with me like that. I swear I wouldn't. But anywho, for those who didn't know where I was, I had been on this little journey of, I was sick, because the weather down here in the south went from being butt-fuck cold to butt-fuck hot, to back to butt-fuck cold, to my house being extra cold because I'm always in the house, to now the weather is just, oh, it's spring, it's beautiful, it's cold, and it's hot. I don't know. That shit had me sick for 6 fucking days. I'm still over here battling a piece of that shit. But I also had topics that I wanted to pile on top of each other. So not when I just release the episode, that I have enough content to give you guys. Because these episodes will continue to drop every Tuesday. No matter what the fuck goes on in my life, I will be dropping episodes every Tuesday like I was last month. I fucked up and I didn't release nothing as time went on, because I haven't released anything since last month, literally. I kid you not. Like, I think at the top of the month, I was going bar for bar dropping episodes. But now your girl is back. The wait is over. And I shall see you lovely people on the next episode. And also, peace, love, and soul. And I love y'all. Bye.